You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Now, I get that we're in a moment right now where we're sort of mad at technology. Our phones are sucking up all our time and data. Our social media platforms are spreading misinformation and divisive arguments. There are privacy and ethical dilemmas around every corner. But there are those who still believe that tech innovation will ultimately change our lives for the better. Peter Diamandis is founder of the XPRIZE and co-founder of Singularity University. He's also co-author of a new book called The Future is Faster Than You Think: How Converging Technologies Are Transforming Business, Industries, and Our Lives. He told me, yes, we are worried, but there are good things on the horizon.
People are fearful about the future because they don't understand what's coming. And the rate of change is accelerating. So if you're, you know, a mom or a dad thinking about what career your kids should have, where they should go to school, should they go to college, is that still going to be a thing? If you don't have a clear understanding of the road ahead, it causes fear. And so a lot of what the future is faster than you think is about giving people a view of what's coming over the next 10 years. And with that understanding, the realization that the world is getting better on so many levels. It's a book about hope. It's a book about, you know, what you might consider doing next and the tools we have to change the world.
Do you think the skepticism is inevitable and just kind of part of the process of innovation? Or do you ever think that this fear could become a real blocker?
Some of this fear is warranted, right? We had Sundar, the CEO of Alphabet, just come out and saying we should start regulating AI. And, you know, the challenge is overregulation leads to people just leaving the country and going someplace else. There needs to be some level of voluntary coordination between the researchers and leaders who set their goals. And the government plays a very critical role in that. But when you look at the data, a lot of people, their gut tells them the world is getting worse. Because as we evolved, looking for danger saved our lives. And so we evolved a part of our brain called the amygdala that scans everything you see and everything you hear for negative news. And we pay 10 times more attention to negative news than positive news. But the world of positive news is extraordinary out there. It's just hard to get to it.
What are the things, you know, let's talk about convergence, where you talk about some key technologies coming together to really create the conditions for this great leap forward. What are the drivers of those? But more importantly, what are the hindrances?
It used to be that if you were a entrepreneur, a leader, a tech geek, whatever it might be, having access to one technology was good enough. But it's no longer the case. It's really where 2, 3, 4, 5 exponential technologies are coming together and changing business models. So when there's plenty of money flowing in the economy, which there is right now at record levels, people's crazy ideas get funded. And that's where breakthroughs, right? The day before something is truly a breakthrough, it's a crazy idea. And then regulation has to balance it.
Peter Diamandis is the co-author of The Future is Faster Than You Think. It's the third book in what is called the Exponential Mindset Trilogy. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.